Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. I am a teacher, coach, and medium. You can find out more about me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I also write for Edge Magazine, and I host Edge Talk Radio. My website, sorry about that, is angelazabel.com. I also do mediumship and guidance readings for people, and also talking a little bit about Edge Magazine because they are the host of our channel here. Edge is a leading in events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health and wellness, and the mysteries beyond, sharing information, wisdom, and resources, committed in promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. And you can find out more information on Edge Magazine at edgemagazine.net. And tonight we are going to be working with Kelly Thiebel. And Kelly is a channel for the collective, and we are going to be talking about soul purpose and how soul purpose, why it matters, and what the difference is between how we perceive it and how those, the collective, perceives soul purpose. So our soul purpose in this lifetime, understanding and listening, we're going to be listening to the collective as they give their perspective on what our soul purpose is. So on that, Kelly has been connected to the collective since 2016. So she was touched by a series of spiritual and paranormal events that predicated her ability to channel. In addition to her collaboration with the collective, she was a contactee with ongoing UFO experiences and occasional direct contact with otherworldly beings. Kelly was born into a military family, and after moving frequently in her childhood, she settled down in Northeast Wisconsin. She holds degrees in computer programming, web development, and accounting. Previous to becoming a channel, she worked primarily in the IT, accounting, and real estate sectors, a very different aspect and career than what she's doing right now. Kelly now maintains a personal practice, bringing the wisdom of the collective to private clients, and regularly offers online courses in personal transformation. And she also has a membership program, which I want to say I am a member of her membership program. It is monthly. And also, for those of you out there, I would highly encourage you to get on her mailing list from her website, because that brings all of her updated events out into the public for you to know what's coming up, when it's happening. So she facilitates a community of supportive, compassionate people who are shining their light brightly in support of one another and the human race at large. Kelly is a channel mentor and teacher, and she uses her gifts to bring forward the unique and candid messages of beings in multiple dimensions. Her work with the collective is focused on personal transformation, and I've got to say that has been something that has been extremely helpful for me, has been the personal transformation, and I owe a lot of that to Kelly and the collective. She has clients in 16 countries, and her contribution has assisted people the world over to move their lives forward, empowering in a compassionate way, understanding the divine nature of self and the freedom that comes with it. The foundation of every message she delivers is full of compassion, and sometimes there's some humor in there too. So tonight, I just want to introduce Kelly. Kelly, I appreciate having you on tonight. And I also wanted to, as you come on, UFOs play a role, a very important role, and a part of your life now. How do you think that connection to the UFOs plays a role in your soul purpose? And is there anything else you'd like to add to what I started with before?
Well, the UFOs were the first thing that happened. I was seeing UFOs and having paranormal experiences before the channeling actually came online. And I've come to believe in my time with the collective and from my own personal experience, these things are related. You know, the collective are not beings that are flying around in spaceships. They're interdimensional beings dwelling at a variety of frequencies. They are beings that they say they are our peers. They came here with us. Some of us went into materiality and others of us did not. Others of us are serving the purpose of being guides and teachers and mentors. And the collective says they've been here from the beginning, and so have the vast majority of us. The UFOs, I think the collective is in touch with the people who are in those UFOs or operating them, just like they're in touch with all of us. And I think the UFOs were used to get my attention. It's turned into much more than that since the initial contact. I go to the collective and did ask them about all of this, especially when I decided to start pursuing it. Rick and I do regular UFO viewing. I actually have a workshop coming up where we're going to be sharing everything we have going on with that and pictures and our personal story of all the things we've witnessed and what happened. It's something that I'm still pursuing. It's something I'm still growing through. I can say, is it related to the collective? I think all consciousness is interrelated, regardless of whether it's beings I'm channeling, me, myself, you as a divine being, or the beings and other forms of consciousness that are visiting this planet or are already living here. I think it's intertwined. I don't think it's able to be separated. Consciousness and UFOs have always gone hand in hand. So the UFOs for me are a different part of my life. Up until this new workshop we're going to do, for the majority of it, I've kept all of that private. It doesn't really enter a lot into the channeling. The collective will answer questions about ETs. We sometimes do channels on it because I know people are interested in it. But it's not the primary thing that they want to talk about. They want to talk about personal transformation. But this is one of the ways that personal transformation happens. And I think that is happening more frequently now than ever before. I think I'm not an anomaly in this regard. This is happening to millions of people all over the planet. And unfortunately, most of the discussion around UFOs has been co-opted. There's a lot of discussions around things having to do with other forms of consciousness, other forms of life, that in my personal opinion, and this is my own opinion, we get a little hung up on the things that don't matter that much, and we don't spend enough time on the things that do. I really love to hear about other people's experiences with UFOs and consciousness and how those two things are related, because I think it happens to us individually. I don't think I'm having the same experience everyone else is having, and I don't think anyone else is having the experience that I'm having. It's part of our personal transformation, and it's very personal to each of us. And I think all of this has been lumped together to come up with some narratives around this particular phenomenon that I personally don't find very helpful. So that's the purpose of the workshop coming up, by the way. There's some things I'd like to say about all this and try to help people to understand. When this is happening to you, it's not about running to everybody else's story and letting their story inform yours. It's about understanding, why are these things happening to me? You know, when there's a synchronicity, when there's a flat out sign of something happening, when you actually are seeing the ships or you're seeing the beings, you know, which Rick and I have, what does that really mean? And does it have to mean the same thing that someone else already said it did in a conference 20 years ago? I just feel very strongly that these things are happening for your personal transformation, for you specifically, for people who are having this type of phenomenon. I don't know that it's meant to be just one narrative. And I don't think the goal should be that we all just look for one explanation. Well, so-and-so says this, and the other one says that. And we're kind of focusing on the wrong questions sometimes. For me, everything is about consciousness. And that's mainly because of the collective's presence in my life. That's what we focus most of our time on. So that's the direction I'm always coming from when I'm looking at anything in my life, be it UFOs or anything else. So yeah, I have a little bit different perspective on that, but I do continue to see them. I do continue to be contacted and to reach out for that contact in ways that I'm comfortable with. And it very much played a role in the channeling coming online. Once you had these experiences, it kind of opens up your mind that anything's on the table. You know, I don't know that I would have accepted being a channel had these other things not happened first. I had to have my third dimensional world shook up a little bit, I think, to become a little more open-minded when this other opportunity of being a channel for the collective, you know, came up. And that's one of the ways I think that they're interrelated. I think these beings are playing a role in helping us to expand what's possible. And that's not just that other civilizations might be here. That's also, who are you really that they're contacting you? You know, who and what are we really? I really think that's the main hangup on planet Earth. Most of us in our population here on the planet are not thinking of ourselves as being divine, multidimensional, or energy with consciousness first and human second. And so we tend to come at this ET thing from a very human perspective, a very third dimensional perspective. And I have found in my own life, that's not really the purpose of the contact. The purpose of the contact is to get me to think outside the box, not just about them, but about myself. So yeah, it very much played a role and continues to play a role. The channeling's kind of taken off on its own trajectory. And the UFO thing is a little bit separate in that it's a different form of contact. I don't channel ETs. The people I channel are just like you and me. They just aren't human and never have been. They're interdimensional beings, which is what we were and are before we got here as well.
That brings up a really interesting point. And you talked about consciousnesses, and you talked about beings. And I know they kind of intertwine, but for those that maybe don't know the difference or how that comes about, can you kind of let people know what the difference is between consciousnesses? If I can do that's a lot of S's. And beings with consciousness. Can you kind of help people understand a little bit more of that?
Here's how I look at it. Everything first is consciousness. Everything first really is energy. And that energy is emitted from source. We're all aspects of source itself. We're not children of source. We're not procreated children of God. I don't look at it that way. We are aspects of source itself, meaning you are source, not you're a child of source, because there's a very big difference between those two things. My beliefs around this are predicated on I am source. And I have the ability to be a creator being. And first and foremost, I'm energy with consciousness. My human perception is exactly that. It's perception. I've cast my consciousness into this plane of existence to have an experience of myself as human, to manipulate energy. And my have a example of my own frequency in front of me that is material, that we can be interacting with our own frequency in a material way to do our expanding and our growing. That's what makes the earth plane and all planes of existence that are material unique. And it's my understanding from the collective that that's very different than other dimensions. So I come at it from the perspective of everything as a consciousness. It's always a who. It's not a what. It's a who. So when I say consciousnesses, I'm usually referring to, and I use that word for the sake of the listeners. For me, it doesn't matter so much that I'm looking at an orb or I'm looking at a being. Looking at beings, believe me, is a lot more impactful, only because you see the similarities between them and you. And, you know, two eyes and a nose and two arms and two legs. And, you know, this can't go unnoticed. And you also discern that they are having a physical experience, which helps us to relate to the fact that we're having a physical experience too. Theirs may not be exactly like ours. But if they're able to manifest themselves as being physical, then they, at whatever level they're dwelling at, are able to have a material experience of themselves just like we are. Now, that being said, if you stop and think about the fact that we're creators, there are forms of consciousness, including the collective. They say that they don't dwell in human bodies, that they've never incarnated on the planet, and that they're not having a material experience of themselves. They've chosen a form of expansion where that's not necessary, and we had those same choices available to us. So that's another thing I'll say. Human isn't less than. Human isn't, we're climbing the ladder to ascension. I really don't embrace that teaching. I believe we're already source. You're already spiritual. You've already attained that which you want to be. It's what you are. This is about having an experience. This is about understanding yourself, understanding what you're capable of. You know, you can be a creator and not yet have created anything. You know, you can be a painter before you sell a masterpiece. Right. So I think of it more in that way. For me, growing and expanding ascension, what most people call ascension, is not an upward trajectory. It's an outward trajectory. It's a matter of expanding and growing and understanding who and what we are and being able to manipulate energy as energy with consciousness in any plane of existence. And what do we find out about ourselves from that? So all of my answers to these types of questions are predicated on those beliefs. Now, that being said, I've had experience with orbs, you know, the kind that kind of look see-through and they float around you. I've also had experiences with what other people would refer to as plasma ships. I don't get too hung up on, is that a ship? Is that a consciousness? It's always a who. It's there for a reason. There's some form of consciousness that's manifesting whatever they're manifesting. I do believe that discarnate beings, and by discarnate, I mean not incarnate, not having a reincarnational, cyclical kind of experience. Are they able to manipulate matter in this dimension and present themselves? Well, yeah, I believe they are able to do that. Does that mean they're having an incarnate experience? No. So even the beings that I've seen, I really have no way of knowing whether that's what they always look like and they're having a life like me that's slightly different, or if that's just how they presented themselves to me so that I could handle it. Because if you stop and think about it, everything around us is a creation, our own creation. And these beings can manifest themselves any way that they want to. And really, so can we. It's just right now we've manifested ourselves as human, and that particular perception seems to be somewhat restrictive. Not that it is, but that's the perception we're having. So we don't act on our creative ability and manifest ourselves any other way within this dimension. That's really how I think of it. The potential is always there to be whatever you want to be. And I don't mean in your soul purpose, in your life journey. I mean physically and how you manifest yourself. Our bodies are matter. Matter is manipulated by consciousness. And that's what creation is, the physical creation that we see around us. So for me personally, I don't get too hung up on what am I looking at. What I tend to try to do is analyze, what am I doing when this is happening? What was I thinking about before it happened? Are there questions that I had that now are being answered and I'm not putting those two things together? I have found these many years, almost a decade of having these experiences, that it's really about consciousness and it's really about me. They're not coming to me because they have something profound and wonderful to say and they're shining in the sky and I'm supposed to take a photograph. It's not really about them. It's about, what am I learning through that? I'm the other half of that equation, right? So we have to look at ourselves. We have to make this phenomenon a personal thing and be analyzing it from the perspective of, how does this help me to expand and grow? You know, does this answer questions that I've had? And they're trying to show me that in a way that I can understand. And this can be said of any phenomenon. You know, I've had little visitors in my home, and I've had electrical anomalies. I've had EVPs be recorded in my channeling sessions with my clients. You know, am I aware that they're here with me? I'm pretty sure it's my mic they're being picked up on. So you can drive yourself crazy with that. And that's what I mean by getting all stuck in the third dimension and looking at this phenomenon. The bottom line is, it's happening to you. This is about your expansion. And that's where I believe we really need to begin. And everybody has a different story, and that's what makes it interesting. Everybody has a different experience. I have never looked at any of this as, we need to clump it all together and have a rule book. And nothing against anyone who is doing that. It provides a framework, and sometimes that's needed for people to even open their mind around all of this. For me, it's real, but it's also surreal. There's never a time it isn't surreal. I am living within the same dimension as all of you who are listening to this. You know, it's just as crazy for me as it would be for anybody else seeing it. I don't ever take it in stride. You know, the fear has dissipated large to a very great extent, but taking it in stride, I don't ever do that because there's purpose behind it. I don't believe that anyone who's ever seen a UFO or a consciousness or an orb or any of these other things, that it wasn't meant directly for them. I take that very personally, and I think other people should as well, and they might get more out of it. You know, feeling like you're just one of the crowd who saw that UFO stops you from investigating any further. You'll just be looking for the next picture instead of looking in your own life for how that impacts you.
That's one thing I really love about when you talked about, this is each of our special, not our special, but our own unique experience. Mm-hmm. And each of us should look at it as that. And I hear so many times, like, they're so much more advanced than we are. I hear all this, like, we're less than them. And for you to say, and I too, it's like, we are not less than them. And for you to say that too, and for, because you've been working with them probably a little more intimately than I have been. And because of that, you already know that we are all equal. We are all divine beings on this journey together, and we're all learning from each other. We're all gaining something. We're not just mm-hmm. taking something and we're not getting any, they're not getting anything out of it. They're gaining something too. They're part of our experience. So,
well, you know, it's a communication. When these things come to you, this is a communication. It may not be a communication like you and I are having right now, but it's communication. And if you pay attention to that and put your focus there, I find that cooler things happen. I don't know how else to say that. This really ramped up for us, and it began ramping up for us at the point at which I changed how I was looking at it. I think somewhere they must have been going, oh, she's getting it. She's understanding. We're trying to have a conversation with you right now in a way that's appropriate. You know, and you know, I think people do get, I agree with you. I think people do get a little bit hung up on, you know, they're higher than us, the technology, all of this. They think of it as being a hierarchy. All forms right. of consciousness are already source. There is no hierarchy. This is the experience I'm having, and that's the experience they're having. And as our frequency goes higher, as our consciousness expands, we can expect to be seeing things that dwell at frequencies that we don't dwell at. When you finally get to that point, you begin to see what dwells there. There's no reason to be afraid of that. It's just different. And the forms of communication are different as well. You know, channeling is a good example. I don't even like the word channeling, except I can't think of another one to replace it. It's just a communication. It's a connection between me and them. And, you know, they don't want to be in the third dimension. So the frequencies are adjusted between them and me so that, you know, they can say what they'd like to say. And I'm fine with allowing them to do that. My body is just matter. It's not being possessed. I mean, you know, there's so many conversations around even just channeling. And most of it comes from religion, from doctrine and dogma around all of that. Instead of just understanding you already are a multidimensional being. Is it really such a stretch that you could talk to other multidimensional beings and have a communication? You know, it's really not much of a stretch if you just stop and think about it, but you have to get over the programming. And there's a lot of programming around UFOs. There's a lot of programming around consciousness in general. Even the metaphysical community is a form of religion of its own, I have found. I came to this with no background in that, none. And it didn't take me very long to figure out there's a certain amount of doctrine and dogma around all of that as well. People like to decide on a truth. And I think the beauty of being source is that you don't have to do that. Whatever experience I'm having today is my truth for today until something different happens tomorrow. And I try to stay very open-minded around that because there's no way in the world that I have the ability to imagine all forms of consciousness and everyone I could ever contact and who I could have an experience with or a communication with. You know, we need to be open-minded about that. A lot of people come to me and to the collective and, well, you know, how do I have an experience? Well, before we talk about that, we need to talk about what are your beliefs around all of this? Because you can't have an experience that falls outside of your own belief. You're the one creating it. You know, yes. So I think all of that gets very mixed up because the whole UFO thing has been kept completely separate from the consciousness thing. And I think both of them tend to swing too far. They tend to be too extreme sometimes in their beliefs. And there's not a coming together of looking at, you know, I have pictures. Why do I bother taking them? Because it's pretty cool to have third dimensional proof. Not that I care if anybody believes me, but I enjoy looking at them. I have to remind myself sometimes that this is happening to me and that it's real in order so I can stay grounded with it, you know? So there's nothing wrong with that, but we can't just process it there. If you want these things to happen to you on a regular basis, or they already are, this is about your expansion. This is about where you go with that. And what does it say about you? And what else does that put on the table in every other area of your life as well? Right.
And I like the fact that you talked about your beliefs are consistently changing. I mean, if you look mm-hmm. back on yourself, the beliefs you have now are not even close to what they were before. And just releasing those old beliefs, and we're constantly changing, and to expect yourself to continue to let go of beliefs, because I bet there's beliefs you have now that are probably going to be changed in the next, even a couple months are going to be changing. And I know for me, it's been the same way. It's what I used to believe is not what I believe anymore. Yeah. And
there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a matter of being right or wrong. Or that is truth and this is a lie. That's a third dimensional way of looking at it. How will we ever grow? You know, I talk to a lot of people doing what I do, and you'd be surprised how many of them think that they can hang on to all their current perceptions. Well, then what is growth? As soon as you see something you didn't expect, you have a whole new paradigm that you have to process. Are you always going to try to take that and stuff it in the box of what you already know? Or, you know, can we look at things and say, wow, this is totally new? And I don't know that I even need to have an opinion about it. I just need to roll with it, take some time to think about it. And I'm not saying these things happen overnight. I've had things happen to me that a year later, I finally felt pretty certain that I understood why, like what the communication was, what question they were trying to answer for me, or what they were trying to show me, because it took me a while to catch on to the fact that this is about my life. And it does feel a little lopsided. I do get that people feel that way. I think that's normal from our human perception to feel like, well, they're in charge of the communication. They're the ones who are bringing the contact. I've come to believe that's not really true. As soon as I became more open to it, the activity picked up. It's a frequency, and they can't force you into a frequency where you're going to feel like you're on equal footing with them unless you allow certain things to happen. And, you know, that gets into fear. A lot of people have fear around all of this, where I get that. And there's times I have been afraid. But, you know, fear is not going to take you higher. At some point, you have to get it dealt with to have the next experience to continue to do the learning. And I just think we have a lot of doctrines, dogmas, beliefs in our society that are not helpful to even realizing that you're a multidimensional being. There's a lot of ridicule that goes with it. And maybe we're getting closer to the point where that's not as big of a deal. Things happen to people and they don't know how to explain it, so they stuff it. And they figure if they can't prove it to others, that they shouldn't talk about it. And I think these are the things that need to change. I want to, within my own contribution, create an atmosphere where people can talk about it and where we're doing that on a regular basis. And that's in the plans as well. So people can come to our community and share their experiences and learn something from one another, not to get on a soapbox and determine what everybody's truth is, because I think that's what most people are looking for initially, but right. To figure out you're growing as you're talking about it, you're growing as you're sharing it. We just need safe places to do this where we can have these experiences and people who are like-minded can discuss them, you know, and that's part of what our community will be doing going forward. And I'm hoping that that will be helpful to people.
I think that's going to be extremely helpful to people, because there's so many times I've talked to people myself and they're like, I wish I could talk to somebody about it without them thinking I'm crazy or, you know, there's something physically or mentally wrong with me, and be able to just talk about my experiences. So I think it is going to be extremely needed going forward. So I'm looking forward to all that you're going to be bringing forward with that. It's going to be
good
for everyone. And then also for people to understand that we are moving forward at a pretty fast pace, and to allow yourself to do that, I think is so key. And like you said, with the fear, to be able to move through that fear and know that you are in control, so there's nothing to fear except your own beliefs. Again, we go through this, and I know you are very big on beliefs and looking at your beliefs. And I like to say too, if there's a belief out there, if there's a rule out there, look at who created it, why it was created, and why you're listening to it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes fear is okay. I mean, it's a response to danger. You know, our body sometimes. I've had things happen where I was so shocked by what I was seeing that my body reacted. It's not like I gave any thought to being afraid. It just, you know, it was a reaction. And I had to really kind of stop for a minute and, okay, am I being harmed? I'm not being harmed by this. I'm just seeing this. Just because this is shocking doesn't mean that anything bad is happening. But you know, that's not really how we process it. Even in our bodies, you know, our bodies react in a certain way. Our brain, we have our brain to traverse this plane of existence, not necessarily to be in the multidimensional realm. So when you begin to see multidimensional things, our brains do have a hard time kicking into a gear that allows you to have that experience without falling into fear. So sometimes the fear is just this knee-jerk reaction. I just usually recommend that people get to the bottom of their beliefs around it. You know, and the first part of that is to really analyze what happened. I can honestly say, no matter how freaked out I might've been by anything that happened, I've never been hurt. And when I remember that I've never been hurt, it helps me to set aside the fear more quickly and to just take a look at what's going on here, you know? So fear's not always bad, but it's not good to be carrying it around. And it certainly isn't good for us to have beliefs around that. You know, a lot of people believe that change is bad. So when they are faced with change, even good change, you know, fear sets in. And really that isn't about fear. That's about your belief that change is bad. And right now we're in a time on the planet where everything is changing. At some point we just need to say to ourselves, I am source. Change is the goal. I'm not here to just have one experience. I'm not just here for one purpose. I'm a multidimensional being having a physical experience of myself, and I can expect that, you know, maybe things will change daily. Maybe that's why I came here. This whole fear thing around change is really about survival. It's about our kind of our history here in the third dimension. And now we're moving on from that. And I really find that people, it's not this, what do I want to say? It's not this one event that opens you up and then everything is great. It's a learning about yourself and taking a conscious step that I want the next step. I want to have something in my life that I've never experienced before. Making up your mind consciously to make a decision about what you really believe and that there's certain beliefs that aren't serving you. You don't have to replace them, but letting them go is a good idea. You know, I used to be a person who had an opinion about everything. I guess I could say I still am, but my opinions are very loose. They could change tomorrow. I never used to be like that. I've learned to be like that. And I have found that that serves me well. That brings on the next experience. And not just with UFOs, but in all areas of my life where things just keep improving. And I like myself better and I like my relationships better and I like my life better. But, you know, learning to accept change and to welcome it and understand that you're not just here for one thing, to do one thing all the days of your life, and the world needs to stay the same so you can get that done. That's not really how it works, I don't think.
And I love that, you know, to be in the flow, to just let it go and to be open to what's coming up, because I think that's what a lot of people want, to stop the change. I hear it's, there's so much change, I need to stop the change. And it's like, why are you trying to stop it instead of trying to open yourself up and invite it in and see where it goes? Well, because
even the last 3 years, Angel, are a perfect example of that. You know, lots of opinions around COVID, lots of opinions around vaccines, and certain people need to be held accountable and all of this. And, you know, if you stop and think about it, it's all about, let's stop and go back to the way it was. It's not, geez, this has been really challenging in some ways, but what are we learning through that? How am I different now than I was when all of that began? Because this is something that affected people globally. I think sometimes we're just not bringing the right questions. We're not looking at the situation and asking the right questions. We're asking questions that want to keep us where we are, or are all about, you know, morality and these other things, which I'm not necessarily saying that doesn't matter. That's a whole nother topic, but we can get very stuck in the third dimension trying to fix problems instead of, or in addition to, considering our own expansion personally. This thing in my life has been challenging. What can I learn from that? What does it speak to where my own belief systems are concerned that I would have attracted that into my life so I could deal with it? You know, and the whole world needs to learn to not be afraid anymore if we're going to take control of our own lives, which means all the people who've been controlling your lives, you know, maybe that's all going to go away. My personal experience has been most people I talk to are, that really makes them pretty nervous. They can't imagine what would replace the control structures, even though they understand their control structures. Where does that leave you then? Stuck. And they feel stuck. And that's why they come to the collective, because they feel stuck.
I love that, because I've been hearing so many people saying, I feel stuck. Mm-hmm. And it's like, are you ready? Are you willing to step forward, to see what's next, to be open to what's next, and to look at who you thought you were? And when you're willing to do that and start stepping by that, it opens up this whole new world of so many new experiences. And it's exciting to see what's next, what else is going to change. And instead of looking at it as rocking your world, is looking at it as, wow, what else can we experience and what can we gain out of it? Because I really feel we're gaining so much out of all of these.
I agree with you on that. Yep. I agree with you on that.
And I can't wait to see where it goes from here. So I know we're getting a little off topic, but I love it.
That's okay.
I don't really feel it's so off topic though, because it is all about our soul expansion, what our purpose is here. And it is to learn, who are we? How do we fit into this whole picture? And why would you want to fit into something new instead of staying with something old? It's making that decision. And I really feel a lot of times it is a decision to move from the old way to a new way of looking at things. And that's a huge step for a lot of people. So for you, how do you think your background in all of your, where you came from, has helped you on this next step of your journey with the collective?
Well, before any of these things we've been discussing happened, I came from the business world. I came from a corporate background. I have 3 degrees, all of which involve the left side of my brain. Very much a left brain person, very logical, accounting, computer programming. Those things are all about logic. They're all about order. They're all about 1 + 1 = 2. And I guess that's what I liked about that. I come from the corporate world. I with the accounting, I mean, obviously that comes into play every day in my business. I really was able to step into being a channel. And this is something I think too, that maybe needs to be said to the metaphysical community. You don't have to apologize for having a business.
I
am a channel. Yes, for me, it is a deeply spiritual thing, but I'm already spiritual. I'm already source. I don't look at my channeling as being this separate compartmentalized part of my life. It's just a reflection of who I am as a divine being. That's how I look at it. And these other things that I have experienced in the corporate world and with careers before any of the multidimensional things came online, in a way that I could see them and recognize them. They definitely were there before. I think we just don't recognize it when that's not our paradigm,
exactly.
When that's not kind of in our face initially to get our attention. All of those things come in handy. There's not one single part of my life that has ever been wasted. You know, when it comes to this topic of soul purpose, I think I look at this a little bit differently than most people. My sole purpose when I was an accountant was to be an accountant. It's what I wanted. It's what I created. There wasn't some other thing that was a better thing that was the real reason that I was here. I don't look at it that way. I'm not willing to look at my life and see it as a big waste up until the minute the collective arrived. I mean, I would never recommend anyone do that. Your life is important. Your experiences are divine. You're already a divine being and you're here to expand. Every single thing you experience is valuable and important. And there isn't this one thing hanging out there waiting for you to discover it so that you can feel like your life has purpose. And I think that is a false belief that is part of the metaphysical community that isn't helpful. And I just say that because I came to the metaphysical community with none of that background, none of that programming. So when I heard the teaching of the collective, that made perfect sense to me. I didn't have to shift a paradigm with any of that. That was already what I believed. Whatever I decided to do in my life, and I've had many, many careers, I've been successful at all of them because it's really what I wanted to do. It was my conscious decision to go and do it. And I took full responsibility for that and did my best. And that's all that any of us can do. I don't consider any of the things I've done previous to being a channel not being my purpose. Your purpose, in my opinion, is to be a divine being and to come here and experience aspects of being a divine being that you wouldn't experience someplace else. That's it in a nutshell. And the experience that you have is about that. It's about who you are as a person, what you're believing in that moment, what you find out about yourself. I'm not preaching silver lining in every cloud. Please don't confuse what I'm saying with any of that. I'm saying that we create our lives. And that can be really difficult to handle sometimes if you really believe that, but I do believe that. And we're responsible for that. And by taking responsibility for that, we then can embrace all the experiences that we've decided to have and see how they've affected us and how they've helped us to grow, because I think they all do. And being a channel was just one more choice. It was not the purpose in Kelly being here, even though the story behind all of it is about as metaphysical as you can get. I mean, ETs showed up and I had things in my house and my appliances turning on and off. And I had UFOs following me. And I had 3 people who I didn't even know on a vacation I was on tell me that I was a channel when I didn't even ask them that. Now, just statistically, what is the chances that that would happen? Okay, all of that seems to be Kelly's coming into her purpose. No, Kelly's coming into another option. I was open to all of that because I decided to be open to all of that. And so it came my way. And I had a decision to make about what I then wanted to do with my life with all of that now being on the table. And I made yet another career change. That's really how I look at it. I don't look at it as I'm here for the purpose of being their channel. And, you know, I'm being a little strident in saying this because this is one of the most asked questions I get. People will book a private session and before they even talk to the collective, they'll ask me, so what was it like to finally discover your mission? What was it like to finally discover your purpose? And I have to say to them, you know, your life is not purposeless. You know, this isn't about me. It's about you. You're the one who booked the appointment. Your life is not purposeless. You know, please don't feel that way. And the collective goes on to help them and do some teaching to help them to understand that. But I really think the vast majority of the human race really believes that there is the thing that's going to make them want to jump out of bed in the morning and love their life. And I happen to think we have the option of doing that every day. Our own beliefs and how we want to handle that is what holds us back from doing it. And me being open-minded about that maybe is what created the opportunity to be a channel in the first place. I really kind of look at that differently than most people.
And I actually am on board with how you're looking at it, because for me, I look at it as everything that led me, that not led me, but everything I've done up till this point has helped me with everything I'm doing now. And mm-hmm. I look at it as, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 5 years or 10 years. I don't know if this is, you know, am I going to do it forever? I don't know. But the thing I do know is that whatever I'm going to be doing is going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And I'm going to be looking forward to every day and what it's going to be. So how that's
And it isn't going to be someone else's decision. It's going to be your decision. There are a lot of people out there looking for their purpose when they already know what their purpose is. They're just afraid to act on it.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking for some serendipitous event to endorse what it is they already want to be doing. And I just find that really tragic that that is the belief system that people are holding. Everybody has something to say of value. You know, you don't have to be a channel to go out there and create a message and want to talk to people about something that's important to you. We live in technology age now where anybody can do that. I find so many people, they already kind of know what they want to do. They just want the collective to endorse what they want to do. And the collective doesn't really do that. That's not their function, but they will walk you through what's holding you back. They will help you to discover that by asking you questions and having a conversation with you. And, you know, I just think so many people, they already know their purpose. They already know the desire of their heart. They just, for some reason, they don't want to act on it.
That and the fact, like you had brought up, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're enjoying the day, if you're finding the excitement, if you're finding like, hey, I'm gonna paint this house the best I possibly can and get enjoyment out of that, you just did your purpose. So the thing that you have to do something, and I know some people will say, well, you both are doing your purpose, but this isn't our sole purpose. There's so much more to us. There's so many more facets to us that a lot of people don't even know about each one of us, that there's so many things we've done before in our lives that we've both gotten so much satisfaction out of. And people should be looking at what you're satisfied with and what you find happiness in and going with that and what makes it exciting for the day and do that every day. That's your purpose. And the more you do that, you get in the flow and start opening up to everything else.
You know, and you obviously have more than one purpose. Absolutely. You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter. You know, there's a lot of purpose just in our relationships. In how we interact with one another, our relationships are a mirror. And we play different roles in our lives to different people. There's purpose in all of that. I didn't have my children, and that's less important than being a channel. You know, my purpose in being a mother was to be the very best mother that I could be. And I'm still doing that while I'm doing these other things. And that's really what the material plane of existence is about. It isn't about having one purpose. And this idea of a soul purpose, I mean, you know, what is the soul? The collective always says, you know, we talk about our soul like we're carrying it around in our pocket. You're already source. Everything about your life is divine. Every purpose you could have in your life, and there definitely is more than one, has meaning and value equally. You know, I really love what I do with the channeling. I don't consider it the most important thing I do. I consider it one of the things I do that are important to me. And I just think if people had a little bit of a paradigm shift, just a little bit of a change in belief systems, it would really open them up, you know, to taking that step in their lives that they really want to take, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's something to have people look at their whole lives, everything about it. And like you had mentioned, you're a mother, you're a wife, you're, you know, you can be, you might have siblings, and it doesn't matter. You're interacting with so many people, and you're all these different things to so many different people, and doing it the best that you want to do. That's all that matters. The rest, nobody else's opinion of how you do it should matter to you except yours. And that's something I'm hoping people, after listening to some of this, will start looking at all the things in their life and how they're making an impact in their own life every single day and the people around them.
You know, I would say too, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, soul purpose isn't about being public. It doesn't matter if your purpose in your life is public. I get this a lot. You know, this one's a medium. This one's a psychic. That one's a channel. This, you know, nobody goes around going, oh, wow, I'd really love to be an accountant. Right. You know, I really, really, that computer programming, man, it's my thing. You know, it's my purpose. You know, but these things really are. You know, just living in this world, you are contributing a frequency to the overall consciousness of the human race. And it isn't just people speaking publicly who are doing that. The vast majority of the human race is not speaking publicly to anyone except their own personal circle of people. How could it be that only the people who are in the public have a soul purpose? I mean, this is the other thing where, you know, the collective will talk to people and just ask them a simple question. Well, what are you interested in doing when you think of soul purpose? What does that mean to you? Well, I want to do what Kelly does. And they're like, okay, well, you know, how do you think you would pursue being a channel? And the whole conversation just stops right there. They have no idea. They've never had anything that happened to them that indicated that they would be a channel. They weren't really interested in channeling until they heard somebody else channel. I'm not saying you can't choose to become a channel. I think that you can. Yeah. But there does need to be someone on the other end of that communication. Right?
Right. Absolutely. So,
it doesn't always have to be a public thing. And I think within, especially again, within the metaphysical community, we have these ideas of what a purpose is, and they actually fall into certain types of psychic or paranormal, supernatural, whatever you want to call it, experiences. You're already divine. You're already multidimensional. You're already supernatural. The fact that you're having a human experience is a supernatural event. And I think that we've just been trained, not just within metaphysical circles, but in our world as a whole, that to have a purpose needs to be a special thing that's endorsed by other people, or it needs to be done publicly. And I think that's a big hangup for a lot of people that stops them from being satisfied with their life and being happy with what they've created and appreciating what they've already created.
I agree with you. And that's one of the big things, is not everybody has to be out in the public. And I think that's kind of coming from some of the old beliefs where you have to serve, you have to be in service. The only thing you should be serving, really, my opinion, is you. What makes you feel good? What do you enjoy doing? And start doing that. And of course, you're going to be caring about the people in your circle, because that's what you're doing. You're part of, you want to be the best in what you do. So, but it doesn't have to be public. It doesn't have to be out speaking in public. It doesn't have to be working with the public. It can be just talking with the people in your circle, talking with the people in your group. That's just as important. And I feel those people do just as important work as what people look at you and I doing. I feel everybody is doing important work all the time in just them communicating and talking and being the good friend or the great wife or the mother, the best they can be. That's just as important as anything we do. I don't think it's anything less than. And I wish
people I agree.
Would not look at it as less than, because it's really not. It's really not. So yeah, I fully agree with you there.
Yep.
So as we went talking about this, so what are some of the main differences between classes and webinars versus private sessions with the collective? And I feel that what you do is making a contribution in multiple ways, in the physical, people here, and also the non-physical that you're working with and bringing messages through. I do feel it's a two-way street with that. Mm-hmm. Do you think, and this is part of, we had written this question out before, it says, do you think everyone needs to make a contribution to the world with people living versus living your life and enjoying the moment that you're living?
Well, I'll answer the first question first. When it comes to the courses and the workshops and all of that, primarily the overarching message of the collective is personal transformation. you can't bring a frequency of change to the world or to your family or, you know, support and compassion to a friend until you've embodied those things yourself. You can't give away what you don't have. You can't seek to contribute something that you really are not manifesting in a frequency you're not really dwelling at. So the collective, just as you have said, they focus on personal transformation, meaning, does it mean that your relationships don't matter? Does it mean that you can be a narcissist? No, of course, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, if you don't know yourself, how will you know how to make the most positive contribution to the people around you in service to anyone? Whether it's your own family or someone you don't know, or, you know, on a broader scale, teaching courses to people I don't know and who are in another country. You know, how do you do any of that unless you have embodied and learned these things yourself? So, you know, the collective is very much about focusing on yourself and stop focusing on everyone else and their opinion of you and your opinion of them and all of that. I find when I first start working with people, this idea of soul purpose aside, you know, the first thing you have to get to the bottom of is, what are they really believing about themselves and what in their life has manifested? Most people don't come to me or the collective without a problem. People don't very frequently pay money to have a session and then talk about how great everything is, right? So they've already identified something they're not unhappy with, or they wouldn't even be, you know, in my wheelhouse at all. And from there, you know, we try to help them to understand that they're in charge of their life, that things are not out of control. That's just something you've been believing up to this point. Help them to understand that you really are source. These things take time. So one thing I would say around our contribution is, you know, I have people still following us, still taking courses, who were with us for the very first course, and they learn something every single time. The collective are not about a 1-2-3 approach. They're not about a special program just for you. Take a weekend seminar and your life will be different. We really don't do that. We cover a variety of topics. They have some core teachings, about 10 of them, that they repeat in everything that they do, because you need to hear it more than once. And you need to recognize the manifestation of those principles in your life before you can begin to change that. And I find that if people will just, I'm not saying drop all your friends, discard your family. That's not what I'm saying. You don't need to do that to focus on yourself and your own issues. But I find most people don't focus on themselves at all. It will either be a victim mentality that has kept them where they are, or they're so focused on everyone else that they can't get a hold of their own life. And their entire personality and idea of who they are, how they identify themselves, is wrapped up in their relationships with other people instead of the definition of who and what they really are, which is source. So there are some basic core teachings that everybody starts with, and those will be the things I find. I don't have to have a beginner course, an intermediate course, that kind of things. These things are integral in everything that we teach. And after a while, people begin to catch on. This is the area I really need to focus on. This is the thing that stands out in the teaching to me. This is the other thing I would say. When you do this kind of work with the collective, it's all about frequency. They teach on a variety of things every time they come through. It's never just about one thing. And people will pick up on the core parts of that teaching that are meaningful to them based on what they need in that moment, based on the frequency they're dwelling at. I have found that I have to worry less about programming the longer I'm a channel, and just focus on bringing forward really quality information, putting everything together in a way that makes sense. If just from a business perspective, trying to create a really positive experience for people, and them listening to the collective is going to take care of the rest of it. They're going to automatically resonate with that which they need most. So this is really what all of our courses and everything, you know, are predicated upon. Now, refresh my memory about the second question.
So the second question was, do you think everyone needs to make a contribution to the world and people here versus living your life and enjoying the moment you're living?
I believe the fact that we contribute to one another's lives and the overall consciousness of the earth plane is done by default. You don't have to set an intent to do that. It's part of the program. This plane of existence is built on certain physics principles, and collective consciousness is one of them. The way the collective explains this, and this makes a lot of sense to me, is you are not in subjugation to the collective consciousness. It's actually the other way around. We are each individual forms of consciousness, having an individual experience. Those frequencies that we share in common will most likely see the things that we will be the things that we see manifesting on a larger scale within society. The fact that something has manifested on a larger scale within society does not stop you from having the personal experience you want to have. That you're not in subjugation to the collective consciousness. It happens automatically. It is part of the physics principles that rule this plane of existence. We are already connected long before we got here and we were human. We are all the one mind of source. We are all pure source energy. And when we all come from the same place, we are all the same thing, which means we're already connected, whether we realize it or not. So for anybody feeling like you don't have a purpose, you've been living a purpose from the moment that you were born in this plane of existence and way before that. It's been eternal, and that goes on and on. And I think that collective consciousness is part of the one mind of source, meaning it exists in all planes of existence. Again, how is the channeling possible? I'm already connected to them. And frankly, so are all of you. Why do you think you have resonance with their message when you listen to them? Because it's already a connection. You already know the information. You just forgot it when you came here. It's a dense energy. You're already divine. The collective frequently says we're here for the remembering, meaning they're here to stimulate our remembering as divine beings because we've gotten a little stuck within this third dimensional frequency and the beliefs that go with it. They're not here really to teach anything you don't already know. You're already source. So they come at it from a very respectful position. They come at it from a position that they're our peers, and it's their job to find an interesting way to tweak that resonance within you so you can remember again what is possible and who you are. So do you need to be having a thing where you're serving people? I'm standing in a soup line. I'm channeling. I'm creating a message. I'm doing healing work. All of those things are wonderful things. I would never say don't do them, but I would say you just sitting in your living room watching a show on the television set, you're sharing that frequency with everyone. 24/7, 365.
I love that.
For some of us, that's enough. You know, for some of us, that's enough. I'm not saying you're doing less than. I'm saying some people are very influential within their families, within their friendship groups. You don't have to be reaching 100,000 people to be making a huge difference in the collective consciousness of the human race. And I also believe people who do what I do are not making a greater contribution. My contribution is not the words of the collective. That's their contribution. My contribution is my personal frequency. And I just have mine. I don't get to claim all of yours because you might be students of the collective. And my individual frequency then is contributed to the whole. I'm not under any illusions that I'm doing anything that is so incredibly important that I get a bigger piece of the pie at the end of the day, or I'm contributing a greater contribution than someone else. That's not how it works. If we're all divine, we're all on even ground. How can one person be doing something that's so much more important than another? That's a human perception, and I understand why it exists, but I don't think that it's in fact true. Not really in the creation of this plane of existence. I think we all get to contribute, and we contribute in equal measure. Whatever frequency you're at is going to be your contribution.
I totally agree with you. And that when you talk about resonance and how people, if people are listening to this, there's some resonance somewhere. And mm-hmm. and to be there, to know that you're here for a reason, there's a reason you're listening to it, something is resonating. And then also, like you said, your contribution is kind of separate from the collective's contribution. You're kind of looking at yourself as, this is my contribution, this is the collective's contribution, this is other people's contribution. And I know people that are, you know, in work situations, family situations where people are coming to them for advice, and they're the ones that are kind of holding things and having that calmness out there. I think that's to understand we are all completely equal on that ground. Nothing, I always say, I'm not anything special. I'm just doing what I enjoy doing, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And for people to also understand what you had mentioned, no matter what's going on in the outside world, to know what you have going on here is what really matters. And this doesn't have to affect you if you choose not to. I think that's something so key. And I think especially going forward, as things have been a little chaotic, and I'm sure they will be getting a little more chaotic going forward, mm-hmm. for people to realize being calm and centered in yourself is what's needed going forward. That can be a great soul purpose. How to calm and center yourself. What a great way to do it, you know?
Well, you know, I think all of us want to see our world change, but we don't really understand that the way that you do that is not to jump up on your soapbox. The way you do that is to change your own life. You know, the collective has a quote, if you want a beautiful world, create a beautiful life. create your own life to be beautiful, then you're contributing a beautiful frequency for other people to go into resonance with. A beauty in your life is not going to come by someone else changing what they're doing. Your life is your creation. It's about what you're doing. It's about your own frequency, you know, and I think that that's a message too, that's very different, obviously, than the programming in the world.
Absolutely. And I think that's something for people to look at. And I love those words, for people to look at the at what they're doing, making their life beautiful. And it goes from there. Mm-hmm. And that's what's creating the world we have around us. So I think I have gotten through the questions we had wanted to get through for you, Kelly. I know we're a little bit over, but hey, we're having fun.
Yep.
So I know for those who don't know, Kelly will be going into channel shortly, but before she does, sometimes when she comes out of channel, it'll get a little spacey sometimes for her, not quite all here, all there. So because of that, I'm going to ask Kelly to talk about anything she has coming up, anything she wanted to talk about with what she has coming forward, new things she has going on. And then just to let people know, when she does go into channel, there will be a few moments of silence as she goes into channel. And then also when she is done channeling, there will also be a few moments of silence as she comes out. So you're not losing connection here. We're just going through as she goes in and out of channel. But Kelly, please let us know what you've got coming up and what you want to let people know about.
Well, the website is kellythebo.com. And the website right now, the new website is going to be launched no later than the end of the month, within days. And it's a radical change from what you see out there now. What I would encourage people to do is, if you go to the website and there's not a lot going on there, you'll know that you're on the website that's about to be switched out. It looks a little bit like a ghost town right now because all the new offerings will be on the new site. I haven't put them on both. You know, that would have been a lot to maintain while we were developing the new platform. But you can sign up for the newsletter there. So if by the time you listen to this, you're on the old site, and you'll know that again, because it doesn't have a lot listed that's going on, just sign up for the newsletter. And when you do that, you'll be put on the mailing list for when the launch of the new one comes out in the next couple of weeks. You'll receive all the emails about that. And you'll know where to go to, you know, sign up for different things. The offerings that we have coming up, that will be starting in the month of February. There is the offering that we're going to be doing with the ETs, UFOs, my personal experiences with that. There will be some channeling, but this is very much a personal journey. I haven't really done it that way before. I've kind of kept this, like I was saying earlier, this whole phenomenon part of it out of the channeling, or I haven't actually made myself central to that. This is a presentation 6 weeks long by Rick and I about our personal experiences, and we will periodically be bringing the collective in to answer questions as well. All of our offerings going forward are also hooked up to a private social media space. So there will be a place to have discussions with other like-minded people who are attending the same events that you are, for an ongoing discussion while that's happening, while that event is ongoing. And we're really happy about that being launched. That is called the Collective Connection. And you buy anything from us and it's included and it's there for a lifetime. And there's other things you can do in there with like-minded people. We have a membership as well. That people can always sign up for. One good thing is, if you sign up for membership now, we will be grandfathering in the current membership price for 3 months when we launch the new site before we raise the price of membership. The membership resources that are now going to be provided have more than doubled. And the number of times we're meeting has doubled as well. So the price will be going up a bit to help to offset the costs on that. If you want to get in there before the price increase, you'll have 3 months of being at the standard price before there would be any price increases. And then it would be your option whether you felt the new platform was something you were willing to embrace and you want to continue doing it. The other thing we have coming up is a course. Our courses are intensive courses with a collective, 90 minutes of channeling once a week. These are usually 8 weeks long, and we have one coming up in February called Worthiness, the Key to an Extraordinary Life. And it's all about the fact that worthiness is really part of what holds us back, about our greatest dreams, our greatest hopes, what we want to create. And this workshop, this course is going to help you to walk through whether or not you've got any issues in that area, the reasons we do have issues in that area, and how to release it. And I really think this is going to be one of the best courses we've ever done. This is a huge issue, and I know this from private sessions. Private sessions is where people bare their souls. And I get a lot of really great ideas about courses that could really help people from doing the private sessions, because people are so much more honest in there when it's private, to just, you know, hey, I'm really struggling with this, and this is what I think of myself, and this kind of thing. And talking about worthiness, this is something that needs to be discussed on a regular basis. We're trying to form a world where everyone knows their source, and that's not the world we're currently living in. So this course is going to help you to make that transition to thinking of yourself differently, and hopefully thinking of other people differently in the way we interact with one another. So that will be coming up in February as well. All the firm dates on that will be on the new website when it launches. So again, just sign up for the newsletter and you will get the emails that will explain all of that to you, and you'll know exactly what to do as soon as it launches.
Awesome. And that again is at kellythebo.com. And yep. Also, when you talked about worthiness, I think that's an awesome subject to bring up, because so many people have that sense of unworthiness out there. And there's a lot balled into that unworthiness and where it comes from and beliefs and things we're taught. So I'm really happy you're bringing that up. And I will say, full disclosure, I have taken classes with the collective. I've had private sessions. I'm also part of the monthly, not a webinar.
Well, the monthly membership.
Yes. But I just, full disclosure, and I have been extremely impressed with everything and with everything you do. And when you talk about soul purpose too, I bet your IT and everything helped you so much in what you're doing now.
Well, I just hit the ground running. I mean, my business formed practically overnight. And that wasn't because of something supernatural happening. That was because I'm a business person. I knew how to put that together and to get that out there. And, you know, I have marketing people helping me now, because it's gotten larger than when I started, and there's only one of me. So I'm to the point now where I'm having to hire some things out, which is really great to get those off my plate so I can spend more time on programming. But I think too, a lot of people don't have that background, and that's the main thing holding them back. It isn't that what they want to do, they don't know how to do it. It's these other pieces. You know, how do I make a website? How do I do marketing? How do I, you know, network? These things really throw people, you know, and maybe I'll have an offering one day on that, with trying to help people with, you know, steps that you can take with all of that and resources available. Really doesn't have a whole lot to do with our personal transformation, but for people wanting to start businesses, you know, maybe it would be helpful. But yeah, this is a good example of, you know, without those things having been my purpose, this purpose wouldn't have got off the ground anywhere near as quickly as it did. All things work together, right?
Absolutely. Always in the right timing. Yep. So I just want to encourage people, check out Kelly's site. There's so much great information there for you to understand more about her and the collective and the teachings. I think they are life-changing. They have been for me, and I am forever grateful for that. So with that, Kelly, are you ready to go into channel? And we're going to bring the collective in, and we're going to be asking them questions about soul purpose from their perspective.
All right, here we go. Yes, Kelly, we are here. Appreciative of the opportunity to be with you this evening. You have questions.
Good evening, Collective. So this is Angela. I am here and welcome. Thank you for being here and thank you for speaking with us tonight. It is an honor for me to be here. We have some questions that we wanted to ask you about our soul purpose and your perspective on it. So we have been talking on purpose in our lives. There are metaphysical and Christianity belief systems that references that you need to be a healer, be in service, or helping others in some way. What are your thoughts on this concept?
Well, it is as our channel has shared, yes. Your purpose in being here is to be divine. It's what you are. You already have a purpose. It's inherent in who and what you are. If your life is a life where you do not feel fulfilled. You know, what do humans mean when they say purpose? They mean to have something to wake up to every day, something that makes the heart sing, something they enjoy doing, something that is fulfilling. Most of you are envisioning something where you are interacting with other people because you are having a material existence and your relationships are a mirror to yourself. Your relationships are all about your own frequency, not everyone else. Those relationships mirror back to you, your frequency, so that you can have an expansion, so you can examine your life and make decisions and changes in your life that will improve it, that will bring you joy. This is your purpose. You're already source. So many of you, you do not understand. You're already source. You're not climbing a ladder. You're not earning anything. You do not need a savior to deliver you to be worthy. You're already source. Source decided to have an experience of itself, dispersed its own energy in such a way as to create all of you and all of us in every form of consciousness. Your purpose is to have an experience, and Source is having an experience through you. You can choose never to have an incarnation as a human being or any other physical form. You don't have to do that. It's one way to learn about self. It's one way to experience your own creative abilities within a variety of planes of existence. Source dispersed its energy to create. That creation has not yet, for any of us, ourselves included, come to completion. We are still experiencing ourselves. You are still experiencing yourselves. What you are learning would be different than what another is learning. The experience you are having is very different than the experience another is having. Within this dimension, within the third dimension specifically, you're all searching for truth. You're searching for what are you all going to believe is being true? And what proof does anyone have that that would be the truth, that you can light upon this and that will be your belief all the days of your life? Your source itself, it doesn't get any more multidimensional than that. Can there really be one truth? Believe us when we say you are not having the same experience as the person sitting next to you. You're not. You think you're seeing the same things. You think you're having the same experiences. You think you're holding the same beliefs. You're not. A perfect example of this is some of the experiences with our channel with the UFOs. She was seeing UFOs within a very short distance of her physical being that the husband was not able to see, and he was sitting 1 foot away from her. Yet she knew they were real. These were not images implanted in her mind. They really were there. They just functioned at a frequency that he wasn't functioning at yet. You're already multidimensional. These things are already happening upon the earth plane. They always have been happening. All of you look for a purpose within the face of another human being. Here is my purpose. Now it's your job to tell me that this is my purpose. And then I want you to make me feel really good about it and tell me how to do it. And then I want all of my friends to be really happy for me and endorse my purpose. And when all of that doesn't happen, oh, you're back to thinking you have no purpose. Do you not see that it is your own belief systems that are stopping you from having the fulfilling experience you want to have upon the earth plane? You rob yourselves of joy. You rob yourselves of opportunity upon the earth plane because of your belief systems. Nothing in this plane of existence is stopping you from creating anything you want to create. You are source. Literally. All that Source has to offer, the creative ability of Source, the mind of Source, the wisdom of Source, however you want to think of it, it's all yours. It's what you already are. This plane of existence alters your perception because you have chosen to have a material manifestation of your own frequency. You call this the body. And all the experiences you're creating in this plane of existence, those are all a manifestation of your own frequency. Your bodies are matter. They're not who you are. They're how you see yourself. It's the perception you're having. The way that we say it is you have cast your consciousness into this plane of existence to perceive yourself as being human. And the challenge with that, we're not going to call it a problem because it's not a problem. It's what you came to experience. The challenge is being fully divine and also fully human. You're not limited as human. You didn't cease to be source because you have adopted a human perception. You've adopted a belief that you're not source. That's all you've done. And because it's what you believe, it affects your frequency. You don't dwell at a frequency where you're manifesting evidence that you're a source. It's all physics. There isn't anything spiritual even about it, except that you're already source. This is the problem. This is the challenge. This is the whatever word you want to use to define it. Your own beliefs hold you back. And because you believe, you have to believe together, and everyone has to believe the same thing, you compound the problem. Why does one person in their life achieve all that they hope to achieve, die at a ripe old age, and have lots of money? Because they believed something someone else didn't. They believed all these things were possible. And they manifested a frequency before they came to the earth plane. And while they dwelt in the earth plane, which is happening concurrently, there really is no before and after. We're saying that for your benefit because you feel time is being linear. You come in with a frequency. Some of you have had multiple experiences upon the earth plane that have prepared you for a magnificent experience. Others of you have not. Maybe you were off doing something else and you decided then to do this. All of that is happening concurrently. Just as source dispersed its energy and created different aspects of itself, which are all of you and all of us and every form of consciousness, you have done the same thing. There's more than one version of you. You are multidimensional. This is what we mean. Your consciousness does not just reside in your human experience. It resides everywhere. Everywhere you want to be, with everything you want to do. And those frequencies of these other aspects of you are happening concurrently. There are no past lives. There's one moment going on is how we would explain it to you. And whatever frequency you want to dwell at is your decision. But you have to change your beliefs because upon the earth plane, your beliefs affect your frequency. And when your frequency is affected, it is from your frequency that you manifest something in the material plane of existence. Do you have to be serving others? You're already serving others. You're part of the human race. You can't escape that. You're part of the collective consciousness of the one mind of source. You can't escape that either. You don't turn it on and off. It's your default setting. Yes, you have this default setting with your technology. Your default setting is that you are multidimensional and you are part of the one mind of source and you're already part of a collective consciousness. You also have the added benefit of being an individual consciousness, able to make your own decisions about your own life and experience. Your purpose is to do that to the best of your ability. To create whatever you want to create. There's no lesser creation. Do some create pain and some create joy? Yes. Does source view this as being the pain is a lesser creation and the joy is a better creation? No. You've manifested a frequency to learn from it. Do you want to have a joyful life in this plane of existence? That is available to you as well. But you'll have to believe that before you're able to manifest it. We have ones to come to us. I need a purpose and I need some joy and my life is in the gutter and all of this. Thinking that one hour conversation with the collective is going to completely revamp their life. It doesn't work that way. Do you know how many beliefs you have to hold around all of that for that to be what you've actually created? It's a progression. It's not a school. The earth plane is not a school. You don't come here to do your lessons and then get to the next grade and do your lessons again and get to the next grade. And you are these lowly beings who are trying to ascend and get closer to source. That is not what you are. You are already source. You're just having an experience. Free yourself to do that by freeing yourself of any belief that doesn't serve you. That is your purpose. To have whatever experience you want to have. You are fulfilling your purpose in every moment. It is not hung out in front of you like a carrot on a stick. And you have to go and find it. And it is a very great mystery. This is not a helpful teaching. This makes people feel as if they have no purpose, as if their life has no value until they alight upon the one thing. And it has to come with all the woo-woo experiences. Yes? This is not helpful. And it isn't accurate. And it undermines the belief and the knowledge and the truth that you are God itself. When that is what you're teaching one another, it is no wonder that the earth plane exists in the state that it is in. The vast majority of the human race does not understand their own worth. You're already source. You already are. All the beliefs that don't support that need to be released. And that would be the vast majority of the beliefs that most human beings are holding. You understand?
I do understand. And thank you for that analogy of the default setting that we are source, we are connected, we are multidimensional. I think that is very helpful for a lot of people, because I think a lot of people look at us as separate then, instead of we are part of. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. So the next question we had is, there is a belief that people are here to find the one purpose you are here to do. When you find your one purpose, you find your fulfillment and joy in life. What are your thoughts and perspectives on having one purpose as a goal in the human life? And I wanted to add just one extra thing. A lot of people I've been talking to recently have talked about karma, and how does thinking that they're here to clear karma as a purpose. Can you just quickly talk about those two things?
We will answer the second question first, because it's a teaching that the answer is predicated upon.
Perfect. Thank you.
What is karma? Some people call it karma. We call it frequency. We do not use the standard vocabulary of metaphysical ones or of Eastern religions, because they are religions. They have dogma. They have doctrine. You are a being of frequency, your energy with consciousness. You're not even really human. You've manifested matter to experience yourself as human. Have a physical experience of your own frequency, along with billions of other divine beings doing the same thing. And that's only in this plane of existence that you call Earth. Karma, the standard belief around karma, is that you have to clear something. Well, you know, I was a bad person in that life, so, you know, I need to make up for that in this life. And, you know, there's kind of this, no one wants to call it a punishment, but that judgment of that is really at the bottom of the belief around karma. How can it not be? We just call it frequency. Whatever frequency you dwell at, you're going to create something from that. And you're creating it within a material plane of existence where it is a signature. It's an energy. It's a frequency that goes on and on until it's cleared. What do we mean by the clearing? We mean believing something new. There's no set plan that, you know, there is a moral paradigm that all of you must adhere to. And if you don't adhere to the moral paradigm, then there's going to be some bad thing coming your way down the road to even up the scales. No, no. Your source itself. Source is not looking to even up the scales. It's looking to have an experience of itself through you. And source is not biting its fingernails over the state of the human race. All of you are doing that. Source has allowed you the freedom to create whatever you want to create. This is why your planet looks the way it does. It is what you have created. And you cannot lay that at the feet of anyone. But each of you individually, you are the collective consciousness of the human race. There are not some of you who have had more power to create this awful earth than others of you. That is not true. Your source, your frequency has contributed to that. So how do you clear it? How do you clear your frequency, clear your karma, as all of you would say? You believe something else. An example would be all of you believe in reincarnation. It's not really reincarnation. These things are happening on a variety of planes of existence, and all of those lives are happening concurrently. The frequency that is you as an individual divine being permeates each instance of you in whatever experience you're having. If you were having these experiences in a linear way, and you believe that time is how you measure it upon the earth plane, well, how much time would you need to have all of these lives that you think that you're having and account for all the multidimensional lives that you're having and all the lives that you're having that don't even involve you being human or being material? It's all happening concurrently. Time is a construct. And because of that, frequency is fed back and forth between each aspect of you. All of those frequencies are born of beliefs. Even we have beliefs. We do not dwell in a physical form. We're energy with consciousness. Can we manifest ourselves in some way to be seen within the third dimension? We can send our energy there, no different than you have done. Will it really be us? It will be a manifestation of our frequency is what it will be. We could make it anything we wanted to make it. When we say we're discarnate beings, we're multidimensional, what we mean by that is we're not having a third dimensional human experience, and we never have. We have not come into that density. We have observed that density so we can remain mentors and teachers and guides to all of you to help you gain the perspective of being divine again. And that's really all you're doing when you're clearing something. You're You're embracing again the perspective of being divine. We say quite frequently, it is as if you are a hot air balloon. The air in that balloon is you. It's your energy. That balloon is just the physical manifestation of, let's say, your body, somewhere physical. The sandbags on that balloon are every belief that you have. That balloon has inherent in it the very frequency of source that will cause it to soar into the sky and to have a completely different experience tomorrow than you are having today. But you're going to have to release some sandbags. You're going to have to decide, why is my life not joyful? Why can I not get to a higher frequency? A frequency where I accept that I have freedom, that I accept the responsibility of being a divine being while also accepting the responsibility of being human. Why am I at odds with everyone? You know, any question that you want to ask, these things are born of frequency and they're born of beliefs within this plane of existence. They're the sandbags on your balloon. As soon as you decide that, you know, the horrible relationship that you had with your mother isn't really what's holding you back, your beliefs around it is what's holding you back because your mother's been dead for 20 years. And still you are believing the same thing about who you are. When you release that sandbag, your balloon's going to begin to rise because your native frequency is the frequency of source. This is not karma. This is not a punishment. You created a frequency upon the earth plane and you're responsible for releasing it. It's your frequency. It's your contribution. And it's your responsibility. And so many of you, you do not understand that, you know, how do you come up with a purpose? How do you come up with having fulfillment in your life and a reason to enjoy every day and to greet the day? You can't do that when you're holding a bunch of low frequency baggage around beliefs about who and what you are and who and what everyone else is and who's done what to you and all of this. It's not karma. This is a religious teaching. And you need to understand that these words are bandied about as if the definition of them is the same for all of you. It is not. All this is frequency, and frequency for humans is born of belief. Once you discover the belief you're holding that's holding you back, you can just release it. And when you release it, it is cleared. You can develop a belief and release it in the same life. You won't need to be worrying about dying and coming back as something else or some horrible punishment. One of our favorites around this that all of you believe is that you have come to be the contrast for everyone else. Well, you know, I have come to be the persecuted one because someone has to do it. Someone has to play this role, and this is my role so that others can learn. No, you're not here for the learning of others. You are here for your own learning. And your learning is to release victimhood in that particular situation. You really believe that your life purpose is to be a victim so that everyone else can learn something? That is not true. Your source itself. There's no reason to think of self this way. Because all of you have the need to frame everything within good, bad, right, wrong, black, white. You create roles for yourselves within that. And you believe that that is who you are and your purpose. No, that is your need to judge everything that is driving that. That is the belief you're holding, that there's a moral construct that needs to be met. And there isn't. You are free to create upon this earth plane anything you want to create. And all of those who are interacting with the earth plane, you touched on ETs and UFOs with our channel, we would say they have the freedom to intervene. And source has the freedom to watch, to be a part of each consciousness that is playing any role with one another anywhere in all of creation. To feel what you are feeling, to have the experience you are experiencing, both the good and the bad and the right and the wrong and the black and the white. Yes? Source wants all of those experiences to understand self. And the individual divine beings are what brings that to Source, that your life isn't like anyone else's and your beliefs aren't the same as anyone else's. So many of you, you come to us and you want to know your purpose. We can't define your purpose for you. You're a divine being with absolute freedom to create whatever you want. Why would it be our job to tell you your purpose? You're looking for others to create a reality for you that you can step into. That is not our responsibility. That is your responsibility, each and every one of you. You're already Source. There's no reason you can't do that, but you're going to have to let go of some beliefs that you think are serving you. When you think you are a victim, that serves you. Well, nothing will be expected of a victim. The victim can just be persecuted, and that would be my story forever. If I had to let go of all of that, I would have to decide what I'm going to do with my life and that no one else is responsible for my happiness. That sounds really hard, so I think I'm just going to stay the victim. And then you come to us and say, what is my purpose? We cannot do your releasing. We can give you information. That's what we are here to do. We are here to dwell at a frequency, and the information is given at a frequency that you can resonate with and remember who and what you are. That is part of your purpose. You've come into a very dense energy. You didn't come here to fall into despair. You came here to bring a fully divine conscious being into a human experience and to experience both aspects of self fully. That is your purpose. What you do physically upon the earth plane for that, we don't care. And you shouldn't care as much as you do. You should be seeking joy and fulfillment and what makes you happy, releasing these things that do not, and understanding your experience is about you, not everyone else. It's about your own expansion, not what you're going to do for others. There will be no gold star for your service to others. Your service to others is inherent in the physics principles in this plane of existence. There will be no gold star for what you create. You're already source. You're not going to be rewarded or punished for any of it. You need to create what it is you want. Your life needs to reflect the world that you want to live in. You understand?
I do. And I wanted to thank you on clarifying the karma issue, because that seemed to be something that was coming up. And I thank you so much for your information. Thank you for sharing your perspective on soul purpose and sharing your resonance with all of us. I appreciate you greatly. And thank you again for helping us in clarifying tonight.
You are very welcome. We love you and we love you. And we will see you soon.
Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let everybody know, too, I know this has been a little bit longer session than what we first anticipated, but I feel the information that was given tonight is bar none, some amazing information. And I really encourage people to almost listen a couple of times to what was said tonight, because there was a lot of great information that came across. And Kelly, I wanted to thank you again for being here. This has been a great conversation on soul purpose from your perspective and from the collective's perspective, and I appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really consider it a privilege to be here with you, and we've loved having you in our community, and it just makes my heart sing to see you moving forward and doing all the things that you're doing that you've always wanted to do. When we first met, Angela was working a regular job and she was doing these things, but there were other things she wanted to do. And to see all of that come into fruition for you has just been, it's been absolutely wonderful. And it's been a privilege to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. And it's been an absolute privilege to be part of your community. And I want to say again to people, everything I learned from the collective and from you, and I consider you a great friend, and all that I have been involved in has been so much personal growth, and my personal growth will continue. It doesn't stop today. It doesn't just stop just because this is what I'm doing now. And I hope for all of you, your personal growth is always continuing and you look at it with excitement. And I appreciate you, Kelly, so much, and the collective and all of the information. And I feel that it has helped me get to where I am at this point. So I thank you so much for that. And I just wanted to let everybody know, please check out Kelly's website, kellythebo.com. And also next week, we're talking with Rick and Beth Olson on loss, forgiveness, and love. Because Rick and Beth had lost two of their children to a drunk driver. And that information from them, their communication with their children and how they have moved through loss and forgiveness. And they have just recently had a very big communication with their children and also dealing with forgiveness with the person who actually caused the death of two of their children. And this is going to be a really big story on their journey of healing and the information from their children coming forward and the message for all of us on forgiveness and love. So I hope you're going to tune in next week, not next week. This will be on February 7th as we talk to Rick and Beth Olson. And you can also check out more information on them on weneverleftyou.com. And Kelly, thank you again. And I appreciate all of you for hanging in there a little bit longer because there was a lot of great information shared tonight. And I wish all of you an absolutely amazing day. Thank you for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.